Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, and I'm joined today by the insightful Jane to break down some fascinating developments from across the AI landscape.
Thanks, Paul. It's certainly been a busy 24 hours in AI. We've got a lot to unpack, from new models to significant hardware moves and even some political shakeups.
Let's dive right into one of the most talked about stories, OpenAI's new Codex Micro. It's a $230 AI agent control pad, a limited-run keyboard designed for developers.
It's quite a statement, isn't it, Paul? Especially coming so soon after reports of Apple suing OpenAI. This keypad feels like a very deliberate first step into hardware, even if it's a niche product.
Indeed. Many were expecting their first hardware to be the rumored Joni Ive-designed smart speaker, but this is a different direction entirely. It really targets the developer community.
That's right. The Codex Micro, with its agent keys and joystick, is clearly aimed at streamlining coding agent workflows. It's not the broad consumer play, but it signals OpenAI's intent to be in the physical product space.
Shifting gears, we also saw Thinking Machines Lab launch Inkling, a massive 975 billion parameter open weights multimodal AI model. That's a huge development for the open source community.
It absolutely is, Paul. Inkling's scale and multimodal capabilities, combined with its open weights approach, mean developers everywhere can now build on top of a truly powerful foundation. This really pushes the boundaries of accessible, cutting-edge AI.
Speaking of infrastructure, there's growing resistance to AI's energy demands. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has imposed a one-year moratorium on large data centers, impacting projects 50 megawatts or larger.
This is a significant move, Paul, and it highlights the increasing scrutiny on AI's environmental footprint. We're seeing political battles and local resistance spark up across the U.S. as communities grapple with the energy and land needs of these massive AI facilities.
It's not just local politics either. We also heard about Dario Amodei from Anthropic making a $1 million donation to a super PAC advocating for AI safety regulations. The political landscape around AI is definitely heating up. You're right, Paul. It shows that even the leaders in AI development are becoming more actively involved in shaping policy and public perception. This kind of financial backing indicates a serious commitment to influencing the regulatory environment. On a different note, Linus Torvalds, the creator of Linux, reaffirmed the Linux kernel's pro-AI stance. He stated that Linux is not anti-AI and views AI as a useful tool for developers. That's a crucial clarification, Paul. Given Linux's foundational role in so much technology, Torvalds' clear position helps to quell any internal debates and encourages developers to embrace AI tools. It ensures Linux remains at the forefront of innovation. And just a quick mention of a few other big stories. TSMC committed an additional $100 billion to U.S. chip fabs, driven by AI demand. And Moonshot AI launched its Kimi K3 model, eyeing a $31.5 billion valuation. Those are huge numbers, Paul, underscoring the massive investment and rapid growth we continue to see in the AI sector. It truly is a dynamic and fast-moving field right now. Absolutely, Jane. That's all for today's MergeSort AI Digest. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest AI news.